one of the characters was Afro Thunder.
Yeah,
and
you
all
start
that
off
shit like
as
that.
Afro Thunder, and then you make them to like fight all kinds of people. And then one of the bosses is fucking
Bruce what Buff- system was
Bruce
it?
Buffer. I thought it was.
Oh, really? One of the the bosses?
Yeah, he was all buff.
Or remember what was that one Def Jam?
Oh yeah, the with fighting. DMX and them. Yeah, that's just like.
Remember what was the one where they fought in clay? Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yeah. That was MTV. That's when MTV was MTV.
And they played music.
Music videos.
TRL.
TRL.
Oh, hold on. 7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
Let's get ready.
Speak about MTV. There's fucking. I saw a commercial the other day for the VMAs, the Video Music Awards, gonna happen on the 30th. Like, what the fuck? How they gonna do that with no audience? And plus, I haven't seen a music video on MTV since like 1972 and shit.
I just saw one.
And I'm not.
Well,
even,
not on MTV.
I wasn't even born.
I did see that new Nicki Minaj. I mean, not Nicki Minaj. Holy shit, that's like disrespectful.
6ix9ine.
No, not 6ix9ine.
Cardi B. Megan Thee Stallion.
Is it Meg Thee Stallion?
Meg Thee Stallion. Dude, that video.
And then Kylie Jenner comes out in it. And people were hating because she came out in it. She looked bomb. But they're saying like.
It's all about. Is it an ass video then?
Basically, it's a fucking porno. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, it's fucking intense. But
the lyrics are crazy as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's literally
about fucking just
specifics.
Fill me up and all kinds of shit.
Yeah,
like,
it's just straight about sex and the way they're dressed and everything. I sound like a fucking old man talking this way, but it was just fucking different. Like, it's not what we were used to growing up. It's pretty intense.
Well, I mean, it was kind of close because, like,
Little Kim
and
yeah, but
Foxy
these, they're
Brown,
taking it to the next level, though.
They were kind of like up. They were up there.
Yeah, but
not like this.
But I was watching. You have to be careful watching music videos now, especially if you have kids.
Like, your kids will not.
Because I was watching NLE Choppa, one of his songs, and he just had all these guns in and everything. And just I was like, how is he allowed to have all those guns in there and all this stuff? I was like, oh, you have to see in the beginning of the music video. It says, oh, these guns are props and all that stuff. So he's like, how did they get them? I was like, you can order soft airsoft guns online. Maybe I shouldn't have said that to him, but basically they're not real, but still.
You see Amazon fucking ordering all kinds of guns.
Yeah, did you see that they raided that influencer's house? Is it Aaron Paul?
Aaron Paul. I think you're getting, it's Jake Paul.
Jake Paul.
Aaron, I think you're getting Nick Carter's brother, Aaron Carter.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I fucked him up. So Jake Paul and
they're
fucking.
Two fucked up white boys.
Well, there's two brothers too. It's Jake Paul and what's the other Paul?
Logan.
Yeah, there you go.
I just don't know who's the older
Logan's
one.
The most popular one?
We did a fucking campaign with them, and I still don't know their names.
Who's the one where they were like, they went to the tree and like, I think it was Japan where everyone
was
hanging
that got
themselves.
Arrested or got
no,
raided.
I think it was his brother.
Which is the guy that got arrested?
The other brother.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know which one. Who gives a shit?
Well,
like,
who does the boxing?
The one that got raided, I think.
Oh, they both get boxing?
They both do boxing.
Oh, they do? Mm-hmm. See, I don't keep up with them. I just there's. I mean, I give them props for what they do because
Ryan Garcia
they're killing
be posting
it.
Up on his Instagram and stuff
yeah,
like that.
They have a podcast too. One of those guys. I think the guy that boxes. Yeah. Well, I guess they both box.
Well, they both love that.
Fuck, we're talking about these guys way too long. Yeah, they have their own podcast too, and a lot of people go on there.
So they got what raided because of what?
Well, because they incited some riots in Arizona, they're saying, during the whole, like, protest. And
one of them...
Or they went looting, right?
One of them was at some Arizona mall, and then they were looting there, and he was, like, recording it, and, like, he was with a group, like, I don't
know if he was
involved
in it. They're saying
that
he was a part of it. But I think they're using him as a target because of that, that part of it. And then also he threw a giant party with, like, during COVID, and, like, the city was pissed at him, and he made the statement, like, that's not going to stop me from fucking... having fun. So I think they're kind of using him as an example. They raided him, like, they found a shitload of guns, but he also posted a video like I don't know, like a week before, 2 weeks before, where he was having a giant airsoft like fucking match.
Oh, I've seen
so
that, yeah.
I feel like it was probably a bunch of airsoft guns, but the media was like, oh yeah, they found a shitload of guns, you know. So
well, that's what that was, the airsoft?
I mean, I haven't looked into it. I don't care about that shit, but I'm saying like, the comments that day, like, I was reading a bunch of people saying, like, this fucking media. Like.
But I think one of his homies also got raided that lived in, like, Vegas or some shit like that, or Nevada or something like that.
So what do you think?
So that's why the FBI came in, because it's,
connected? I mean, if the FBI came in, there's some real
states
shit
and shit like
on.
That. Yeah, because they don't just jump in out of nowhere. They get their shit together.
I was like, yeah, the media might have spinned it a certain way to make it look worse, but there has to be something fishy going on for them to go that hard, you know?
Yeah, after watching all those Power seasons, FBI is real. They don't just be jumping in and shit like that, you know what I mean?
You watch Power?
You know what? I did, and then it started getting... Because when it first started, it felt legit. And after a while, it was just like, oh, you're doing...
50 Cent was in it. It's kind of hard crazy. To feel legit.
No, 50 Cent's legit.
Yeah? I'm asking you. I don't know.
I don't know either, but he texts me once in a while. But
you know, I did like his movie.
Should I Train?
No. Well, I mean, I guess it wasn't like his movie, but he was in it. Den of Thieves.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Actually. Well, that was all Gerard Butler.
That's a badass fucking
movie. Ice Cube's son did really good.
Oh, yeah.
That's a badass fucking movie. Just like the movie that we watched today.
No spoilers though. I'll watch it tomorrow night. So well, depending on what time we leave here.
I'll just tell you. So we're talking about the tax collector. Shia LaBeouf does a really good job.
Legit tattoo. Legit tattoo. I don't want to spoil it. It's real.
Yeah, it's real. Well, can I tell him that? That's not really spoiling it.
Yeah,
The trailer kind of gives me the whole shit, but you know what I mean?
No, I was just going to talk about the tattoo, but no, he does a really good job.
That guy, Bobby Soto,
does a really good job.
Made me a fan of his.
After the trailer, I looked him up. Yeah, he's a good actor. Well, trailer wise.
There's a lot of people in that movie.
There's a lot of good people in that movie.
George Lopez, fucking alcoholic ass.
George Lopez looks like a straight Theo in that movie.
Yeah,
like,
he is a fucking uncle.
He's a straight alcoholic. Yeah. He's swollen. His whole face is swollen. Theo is uncle.
Oh, I thought you meant like, I thought you Theo meant that I said alcoholic.
Well, all Theos are alcoholics. At least in my family.
Yeah, it was a good movie, dude. It was a good movie.
No, especially $6.99, that's cheap, bro.
That's what I said when I was like up there. I was like, oh, fuck, I don't want to pay $20. So is it $6.99?
Well, the one with, what was that comedian? Ariana Grande guy. Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
This is $19.99 to rent that shit. Either let me buy it for $19.99.
It's still $19.99?
It's still $19.99.
You can buy this one for that price, I think.
Okay, I'll buy it, but let me rent it for $6.99 like that.
Yeah.
And
what the heck?
That made us like for sure, yeah, let's fucking watch it. I think we're gonna watch it regardless, but that movie's good, dude. What I like about it is it's pretty realistic where if like shit like that goes down. Like, it wasn't too, like, Fast and the Furious, where everybody's some fucking invincible hero.
Yeah.
You know, where fucking, like, The Rock, where, like, he's taking down the whole world, you know? Like, it was fucking cool.
It was good, but it wasn't, like, no blood in, blood out. It wasn't anything like
that. I think in this time and day, I think it's been the better movie made close to that in this time. What else? What other thing has happened since that old school stuff? I feel
like it was kind of close to, like, End of Watch.
Well, it's the same director.
I think because End of Watch was up there.
Yeah, End of Watch was up there. This was good, though.
Oh, hell yeah. It was good. You watch it, Martin. I'll be cheap and order it.
Well, I didn't even know it was out until you guys told me today.
It made me want to watch it more because I just saw a bunch of people posting online yesterday night. Like, some people liked it, some people didn't. And, like, I was like, I got to watch it myself.
I don't ever trust people's opinions. And plus, it's like, when you watch it, you're going to form your own opinion because you've probably been around certain people like that or you have some knowledge of what it's like. So you can compare and you're like, oh, shit, they kind of got this right, you know?
Well, people were shitting on that Lowrider movie and I love that shit.
Oh, that Lowrider, it was good.
Yeah, I loved that fucking movie.
Homeboy from Blood and Blood Out, right?
Mm-hmm. And I watched it.
I love that movie. It was a good-ass movie, but people were hating on that all
the time. That's what I'm saying because a lot of these critics are probably just some fucking regular-ass dudes that never been around it. So they're just looking at it like, that's impossible. That's cheesy. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, people that really are not even... Not that they don't live that lifestyle. They just don't know about that culture and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, speaking of
that... Because on this one, they did really good job.
Capturing
on, like,
that
culture-wise. Oh, and culture-wise. Shit like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole... Supposedly, he's doing brownface. Man, fuck all you guys saying that shit.
Who said Shia they were Buff? Accusing Shia LaBeouf?
He's tan as... No, not... I'm
well, he's
darker,
Cajun.
But...
And he also, like... Like he says, that was a Mongol. That's... Fucking, usually they're all Mexican, and then
he should do his dad's story next.
And he actually, you could tell he did.
No, but that when Honey Boy, that was more of
kind of his.
I feel like that was kind of him and his dad.
Yeah, but I'm talking about from his dad.
Oh,
kid.
He looked like a straight cholo on this one, though. Like,
oh,
like,
yeah.
All fucking
that's what I was about to say.
And shit. Like, yeah.
So, like, there's two things that I like, but I'll, I mean, I'm not going to spoil it. So, what he said, he's like, he looked like a straight up cholo, and he was really good at, like, I mean, he even talked about it in a podcast where he spent time there and got to know what it's like to be around these people and how they act, their body language, the whole deal. And he did a good job of capturing that shit. Like, it makes you look at him and be like, oh shit, this guy's fucking hard. And then I also liked how they didn't overdo the whole, I'm fucking just a cholo and I don't know shit, I'm uneducated. Like, they were fucking talking about some serious shit, having educated conversation. And it was just like, oh, okay, like, this is cool. They're not just fucking making it seem like there's some dumb trolls. Yeah,
like, the first point that he made, like, he's made him look hard. Like, there was one point in the movie that I was just like, damn, he looks fucking dope. Like, he's the way he was standing, the way he was talking, just the little movements he did. I was like, this fucking guy is dope.
He's just a good fucking actor, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to the movie Holes. Shout out to Even Stevens.
I see Bobby Soto in another movie now because he made me a fan.
He's probably in something else, though.
Dude. We're talking about movies or whatever, but I watched on Netflix. It's not a movie; it's a documentary. The immigrant.
Shit's dude. Fucking heartbreaking, bro.
I made a mistake to watch that shit at night.
Oh my! See, I'm not gonna watch that shit.
I watched the first episode. I'm not even gonna lie. I was like, fucking, dude. And the fucking cop even said it. Like, I'm not gonna go look. I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't watched it. But the cop that was driving, he's like, I'm not gonna go look for whatever word they use for extras or whatever. And he was like, that's fucking stupid. And then they called him right away. Like, and he, and how
you need to bring in
the
phone, these,
he's like, did he fucking know you guys were recording? Yeah. Like, oh, the god damn.
So, wait, hold on. What's it about?
So, it's a ICE. Yeah. It's they're following a bunch of ICE officers.
It's a documentary.
Well, now it's because it's different now. Back when Obama was president, they would pick up people that had, warrant out for their arrest, like for criminal shit.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're just picking up anybody.
No, but when Obama was, they picked up families and all that.
Well,
too.
Yeah, they say that he deported more people.
They're saying it's in the documentary wise, they're stating that now it's different. You just pick up anybody, even if they go in for a warrant to pick up
ICE is back, legit ICE is back.
If they go to a house and they are looking for one specific person, but there happens to be other immigrants there that don't have their shit, they're taking the fucking whole squad.
That's crazy.
They don't give a fuck. Yeah, back in the day, I guess they would just take whoever they're looking for.
I've always thought it was like that either way, but how they were explaining it on the documentary, it was fucking nuts.
See, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, you don't, especially not at night.
No,
I don't want to see a period. I mean, I know it's good to have that shit, to know that it exists.
Well, especially for someone like me, because I didn't really even know.
Oh, fuck. I mean, that shit's real. That shit's happened to family members.
The little kid, the little three-year-old.
That's the part that I would get.
Where their dad was going away, and then he...
Fuck,
no, but
man.
You know what fucked me up? It made me so mad that I had to go get Melissa's mom and, like, show her. Is like, so one of the ICE agents, he's in intake, so he just sees everyone coming in, and he just takes their fingerprints and everything like that. And he says, well, they know what they're doing. They're crossing over. They know it's illegal. And he said... The law is the law. And he kind of compared it to saying, so this was in reference to why they're taking the kids away. So say the dad or the mom comes over and they have the kid with them. So they take the kid away and they put the mom somewhere else and the kid somewhere else. So he was saying, so say you're driving drunk with your kids in the car.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same as you crossing the border with your kids and we taking your kids away. If you're drunk driving, those kids can go with a family member. Or they're going somewhere else. They're not going to go sit at that what they showed you, where they're sleeping in like some silver, like it's a bag. It's like, it's like a fucking shit show. It looks like a fucking dog pound, basically.
Yeah.
So I was like, you're fucking retarded if you're comparing you drunk driving with your kids in the car and you getting pulled over and you're getting your kids taken away because they'll be put somewhere.
Yeah.
With parents crossing the border and then them separating them and sending them miles away, putting those kids on a fucking airplane and sending
them. I don't get is like
100 miles away, and
they're in these fucking cages totally and shit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, if you're drunk driving with your kids, those kids can go to someone else in your family. These kids that are crossing with their parents, they also have family members in the United States. They don't send them with the family members, they send them to those well, I don't even know what they call them, basically concentration camps.
Yeah.
What else? How else can you get to find it? They're putting all in a big ass cage, and there's just kids laying on the floor and shit. 3 years old. Like, imagine being 3 years old, taken away from your parents, and you're just fucking tripping out. Who's they don't have those things that they showed us on the Netflix documentary.
Think about the trauma.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't. There's no adult walking around in there. The adult's walking outside of the cage. Well, all those little kids are just in there, and you're a 3 year old kid. Like, what the fuck?
Sad.
What
am I gonna? And then the older kids turn into fucking parents.
Yeah,
and they're just like, because they're going through it too, so they're just like trying to take care of them. Like,
but imagine
it's fucked up. Okay,
and then
it's fucked up,
especially because I have kids. So imagine, I can only imagine taking away my son, 4 years old, and putting him in some shit like that. He's not gonna know what the fuck to do. Like,
1000%, dude. That's
you'll just be hanging on the gate waiting for.
I wouldn't know something. What to do either.
If well, yeah,
but I think I was in that situation. This is totally different. But fucking, like, being as a kid, it has to be way more traumatizing. It's fucking crazy. But like, I've sat down with my dad and his old buddies, and they talk about when they would that how it happened to them as teenagers and young adults, when they would pick them up for, like, they got pulled over for, like, fucking driving past a traffic light or whatever it was. They literally take them. Whatever you have in your pocket, that's why a lot of them used to always hide, like, a piece of paper with numbers to call, especially back then, no cell phones, all that shit. They would send them through processing somewhere, and they'll send them to, like, LA, and then they'll fucking drop them off in a random-ass town, and you have, that's it. It's, like, a random-ass town in Mexico. And then you'd be like, all right, oh, so yeah. Now I have to figure out a way back. I don't have any money
yet. And they're from, like, Guatemala and shit like that, El Salvador. Yeah, they just walk them across the border. They go to the border, and they just walk them across.
Yeah, and then, like, now, in, like, TJ, what's the... Juarez and, like, whatever.
Sonora, whatever.
Yeah, they have, like, churches, of course, that go over there to help. And, like, help them out. But either way, like, what if you're from Honduras? Yeah. What if you're from Ecuador? Yeah. Like, how the fuck
must be insane.
Are you going to figure it out? Like, that's so fucked up.
But what it also shows is that this is just a game to some of the people that work at ICE.
Oh,
I mean, we're like, oh, how many can we get today?
It
like,
a job. Just,
it's
just
not even our job. It's more like this. Some of these dudes like anymore. Made me hate them because they would just be like laughing and just like, oh, how many do we get today? Well, we got 60. Well, I want 70, 80. Like, yeah. And they would just laugh and just be like, I'm like, bro, these are people like, okay, I understand taking the people that
dude, that's not even
do crimes thing, and like fuck up and.
Yeah.
They're criminals, like hardcore criminals. Okay, most of a lot of people come over here
because they have no other choice,
and they want to work. And that's what they touch on. This is all the places that have had like Katrina, Houston, Texas, like all like disasters.
Mm-hmm.
They show migrants going towards there, working on all the homes, and then the people that are getting their house built. Like, oh yeah, I think yeah. I enjoy that they're here working on my house, but maybe they should do it the right way. I'm like, well, yeah, you're going to spend fucking 10 years trying to wait for the right way.
Well, and it's really
fucking,
hard to get.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not just some shit where you can just.
Especially if you don't have the money and the means and you're super poor. It's not their fault. In the country.
The country people that are hiring them are not getting the right supplies and all that.
No, but it's crazy how, oh, they can build, they can fix my house and do all this shit, but I don't want them here.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take their service.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
but
yeah,
oh, but
so another thing is, there was a state that actually tried to ban them all, like get rid of all of them, and then they were in a state that mostly like focused on agriculture. So it was like they actually tried to hire regular people to pick the
no
fucking
one wants
food
to
and everything.
Fucking do that shit.
And then they saw their fucking production go way down, so they ended up just letting them come back.
Well, another thing crazy. That's fucked up is that they don't get paid a lot of times. So these contractors, these construction contractors, will go to Home Depot, pick all of them up, whatever they do. Nice. Go have them fix up this house and then be like, oh, well, I'm not going to pay you. And what can they do?
Well, usually now, because I know someone that's used them before, is they have someone that's from here to protect them. And they.
Oh, yeah, that's what it showed in there, too.
They'll be like, hey, like. No, like what you just did, or else I'm going to call on you and then say you hired these people.
It's kind of crazy like how everyone knows the Home Depot parking lot. It is like we need two.
I had to be a translator for one of them recently.
Like, yeah, but ICE knows that too, and they're just scoping that motherfucker out.
Yeah, I mean that's part of it. It's fucked. But there's something I was gonna say about that whole deal, but you kept going on and on.
I'm sorry. It just got me. It got me super. I was fucking just.
Which made me sad.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not even the worst of it. So those guys get paid to do that job. There's fucking volunteers that go on fucking quads and go and get them from themselves and go take them to ICE.
There's a
like fucking the shopping cart guys, like that go pick up shopping carts and just drop them off at Seder Brothers and shit and get paid.
Yeah, I guess you could compare it to that, that's a really type of shit.
Fucked up but comparison, but yeah.
Well, no, but basically,
no, these are these guys
doing
that claim to be like patriots and shit, and then they
like
go
by the
there
borders and
there,
shit.
There's a documentary on Prime called Narco Cultura, I believe, and they follow the people that Alex is talking about, like the people on this side of the border, and they become
mercenaries, like they're like fucking vigilantes.
They're like vigilantes. But it's kind of weird. Like it's like how they make them seem, and I'm sure it is a lot of racist people. But at the same time, there's just people that are really trying to help and know both, you know, both sides of it. But they make them seem, all of them, that they're bad because they're not working with the government. You know what I mean?
And I think probably some of them do take advantage of.
No, 100%.
People are out there probably just hunting motherfuckers.
The coyotes fucking take advantage of these people.
Yeah, right? Our own people are trying to bring people over.
It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
It's just greed, just human greed.
Well, going back to the Netflix one, they showed this shit fucking sucks so bad.
Don't kill it because I only watched one episode.
There was a dad.
Oh,
so they were waiting.
I'll tell you about the whole Shia LaBeouf.
They were waiting on the Mexican side, and he had a 3-year-old daughter with him, who's like, "Fuck it, I can't wait." Because they just have you waiting for years or months, years, everything. So he's like, fuck it. So he put her on his back and he tried to swim across, and it just shows their dead body floating in the water.
I've seen it.
I was like,
that went viral.
Bro. Yeah. Like, that shit's fucking insane.
It happens a lot, dude. Yeah. Or they make tunnels and the tunnels fucking cave in on them and they're buried alive.
Dude, that's, I mean, there's people that, like, get, like, across successfully, but some of their family members don't, or some of their group, because sometimes they take these fucking brutal fucking trails. Where
I think Arizona is kind of like the one of the worst.
That's what they're saying. So yeah, some of these trails are like brutal as fuck, where they starve or they get dehydrated and you ever seen the one with the, like, I think Honduras, right, or those type of places where they come over to Mexico, but they come on trains and there's just a shitload of them on the trains.
I think that's like El Salvador and shit like that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Like, that's insane. Can you imagine that, taking like your kids? Just, all right, let's get onto this fucking train, moving train with a bunch of other fucking people I don't know.
Nope.
They're probably carrying diseases.
They're showing like El Salvador is kind of fucked because if a girl's of age, like 12, 13, they'll come into their house and just be like, oh, she's mine now.
It's fucked.
That's fucking.
See, that's another thing that I don't like to talk about. I'm sure, like, there's
the
a
whole
lot of
country, but there's certain parts of the country
shit like that happens. But there's something I was gonna say. Oh yeah, like that going. I mean, Mexico, it's you know, it's bad too. Some of these other countries where it's like straight communist and like there's no opportunity, there's no anything. You're dirt poor. Like, that's the reason why you say fuck it, I need to go. Can you imagine like taking that risk and then getting caught, getting thrown back with your kids? And that must be fucking horrible.
Well, it's not even just South American countries.
Oh, it's all
like
over the
Africa
place.
Where they're like,
it's just,
throwing
it's closer
acid
to us
on women
here?
And shit like that.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, they show another story in there.
Yeah, it's closer to us here, so it's easier for us to talk about that. I don't know shit about the other countries, but obviously it happens. Like, what's the one where there was a lot of people, like, just recently, like maybe 2 years ago, they were fleeing a lot, and they were coming to, like, Canada,
Germany and all that shit,
and,
like Europe.
I think it was like it was more in the Middle East. A lot of them were going to like Italy and stuff,
and they were not wanting them to.
They didn't want them there. It might have been
Israel.
But I think Vice did a documentary on how, with those groups coming, they were changing the culture and showing their fusion of food within like that.
But they were also showing that it was kind of messing it up because those countries in the Middle East, they different values on women wise. Yeah. So like in Europe, the women were wearing skirts or something like that. So they like attack them or shit like that. Which I don't know. I didn't look into it, but I'm just saying like that shit. Like both sides of the stories. His is food, mine's rape, but it's still the same shit. It's life. No, but we're so lucky just to be born on. Bro, like it's literally you go to San Diego, like that shit's right there.
Mm. Yeah,
You know what I mean, or just I don't know. It's so crazy. Trip.
You literally just go over to Mexico, and then just come back and cross the border and see these people trying to sell you stuff, and look at how like malnutrition some people are. Some families with their kids, and they're asking for money and stuff. And sure, they're making money while they're all day, great. But still, they're still in a shitty situation. Obviously, to even be there asking for money, you just see some fucked up shit. You see people that really You see a lot of poverty as well.
But it just seems like it was so much easier back in the day, maybe in the 70s. Because Melissa's dad.
Crossover and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Melissa's dad said 100%. He came over, but he had to do it multiple times. But it was just, he didn't make it seem like it was life threatening, but at the same time, wasn't like how it is now, where it's
that's
like.
That's what I was trying to say earlier. Like, my pops will talk about the stories. They said it was difficult, it was hard, it was confusing. You had to do some shit, but it's not like how it is now. And so they're super thankful that they obviously went through it then. My dad, at one time, he was just cruising down PCH because when he came out, he was in Newport for most of the time. So he just one day, he had a new car. He's like, I'm going to go cruising down PCH till it ends. He ended up across the border. Or in the fucking, the migra check, like the fucking, what's it called?
Immigration inspection.
Inspections. And then just because he had a nice car back then and just looked like, you know, he was doing something, they just let him go. And like, that's how easy it was back
well,
then.
Well, yeah, that's what Melissa's dad was telling me as well. It was like, once he got here and he had a car and drive and like all that shit, he was able to go back and forth from Mexico. Like, they didn't ask him shit.
Thought it was like a.
And then once he got his Durango though, and it had like chrome rims all chromed out and everything. He said that they pulled him over. I just talked to him about like 2 days ago, because after that Netflix thing, and he said, oh yeah, they pulled me over and they had me do the second inspection where they had the x-ray, they x-rayed the car. Oh. And they had like the dog come over and all that shit like that.
That's crazy.
But, yeah, we done the second inspection. Oh, not us personally, but I actually got stuck in it once when we got caught with something, or you weren't in the car with those, it was Raul. I think they caught him with the money or whatever.
Yeah.
But with my pops, because we would go every summer to go camping on the beach. And I think it was like maybe twice that I can remember the top of my head where they questioned us, and then they made us pull over and he had to go get questioned. And then we just
search the car and all that.
Yeah, and then we just get out and just go. But it's crazy. I mean, like, that's what I think about. I thought about that the other day. I just can't remember what made me think about it, but how lucky we are to be here, and how like we don't know what real struggle is, even though we know, yeah, we go through maybe some struggles here. But it's fucking very minimal compared to other people.
That's what I was going to get into earlier. Because like you said, the virtual shit for your kids, for the schooling. Dude, just imagine like the people that don't. You say you didn't know anything about computers. Like, really don't know anything
like
about
zero education.
Technology. Like, what if it's like someone's grandma watches these kids?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they have no idea. They barely know how to text or don't even know how to text. Like. It's going to be hard.
Well, a lot of these kids don't have Wi-Fi or laptops, period.
Yeah, there's even people that, yeah, that too. Even people that work graveyard shifts, they use that time while their kids are at school to sleep. Yeah. Like, what the fuck are they going to do? Like, that shit's nuts.
Well, I think in New York, there's one district that they're letting the kids go back, but at least let them come back.
New York
staggered or some shit like that.
Risky though. I wouldn't let them go back in New York.
Well, I
got a story about New York. But I don't know. It'll take us off this subject, so I don't know if you guys
take it off this subject.
All right. Well, so yesterday, so yesterday I went to Stadium. What's it called? Stadium Brewery. And so before that, I went to Tony Pepperoni's to go eat, and then we went over to Stadium Brewery, and then so we sat down, and they had the heater on. You can feel it. And the person I was with, she was like, it's fucking hot. Like heater. I can feel it. Yeah, they had a heater on.
Nighttime or something?
Yeah, it was night.
But still, what the fuck?
Like it's patio cooler heaters? Out there, though.
Like the patio,
yeah, patio heater. And then we just thought nothing of it. And then
the girl?
Yeah. And then, here we go with the question. So we're
chilling. I'm going to catch you one day, motherfucker.
So we're chilling. And whatever, we're getting drinks and shit. And then out of nowhere, someone's like, hey, do you guys feel that? And then we turn around.
Was he black?
No, hold on. Wait. Like, I can't do the accent, but hold on. Do you guys feel that? And she's like, yeah. She's like, I can feel it. She's like, oh, I'm sure they could turn it off. And then she was like, you tell him to turn it off. Yeah, I will tell him to turn it off. Because why? Because I'm Tony. And then he goes up there and he fucking,
works there?
No, he just said, I'm Tony. And then he goes up there and he fucking goes and tells her, hey, can you turn it off? And he comes back. See, I told you. It's all good now. He's like, hi, my name's Tony. I think it was like Tony Padoki or some shit like
Danza.
That. Yeah, and then I was like, all right, what's up? And I was like, I guarantee you he's from New York or Chicago. I guarantee you. She's like, no. And then like, okay, so this is why I felt like I was in a simulation yesterday.
No, I'm good.
I need ice, bro.
This guy,
I don't care if you're good or not.
This guy looked exactly like, I kid you not, his name was Tony, and he was straight out of a Sopranos movie. He was like thick but hard. you know, like that, like he's thick but somehow in shape still. And
that's awesome.
He had like the same haircut where you're kind of combing back, but it's a little like tight on the sides, Guido-ish. A gold chain. He's older, and he just looks like he can cook the fucking best meal of your lifetime. And he's Italian. He's from New York. He's like someone's like they said something to him because I'm just like talking, and then I hear him say, he's like, "Of course, I'm from New York." And then I was like, "I fucking told you." And I was like, "I'm gonna talk to this guy. This guy's too much of a character. Like people, like he was so much of a character." He's literally the life of the party. And then so I asked him, I was like, hey, Tony. He turns around. Hey, how you doing? Like, fucking dick. You just met me again. And I was like,
I just imagine him like, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's going on?
I'm just picturing Mario in my head.
I was like, so I've been in New York. I was like, and I just had some really good pizza at Tony's Pepperoni. Get the fuck out of here.
Garrett, you travel. Fuck.
So I was like, and the pizza is so amazing. Trust me, I went and I was like, a pizza can't be that much better, but it really is. And I was like, is it really the water? He's like, oh no, my guy.
He's my guy.
He's like, look. He's like, it's because of the pepperoni, the sauce, the da da da. And then he's like, when you go to Italy, pizza there is totally different. Nothing close to out here. But we get a lot of ingredients imported, and they say it's a water too, and that's what makes it better in the thin crust. Yeah, but me personally, I like a pie. He's like, Chicago pizza, I like it thick, I like it big because I'm big, you know. And then afterwards, his buddy was like, hey Tony, you're not gonna drink here. He was drinking LA water, which I haven't seen. Adios motherfucker. So I think it was LA water because it was all blue.
That was my first big streak because that's all I do going then, close
because his buddy, he was like, hey, Tony, you're just not going to drink this? Like, kind of saying, like, dude, you've been talking to these guys too long. Come on. And then he was like, all right, well, my name's Tony. I forget his last name, but it was, like, a really Italian name. Yeah. And he's like, da-da-da. All right, I'll see you later. So I thought that was, like, the funniest interaction. I was like, I wanted to take a picture, but I cut it because he's literally right next to me. And then, but I kid you not, by the end of it, after we left, he was
probably
like,
would have took one with you. Like,
hey, he was friends with, he was taking pictures with these girls. Like, he was fucking the life of the party. That's, and I was right. Like, people like that are fucking awesome because they have that energy and that thing that just fucking, like, doesn't matter what you do, you're fucking fun and you're cool. And
but so that's, like, well, I think that's
a New York thing too.
Huh? No, but I think that's
he has that.
You're from a different state, period. Because when we went to Chicago,
that's,
and we were
part
from California,
it,
and we were just, everyone was, we were like, I felt like we were the life of the party, bro. We drank so much, and she only charged us like $20.
No, it was $11.
Whatever it was, if I would have had to pay the real amount, because I still had to borrow money to eat sushi on the way home, I had nothing.
We wouldn't be able to pay that bill. I don't even think I would be able to pay that bill. I'd probably have to use credit cards or some shit. Like,
I had.
We were there
nothing.
For hours watching the UFC fight, buying people drinks. He got that comfortable, and we looked at the bill, and these girls just said, here, it was these two girl bartenders that we got cool with, and like $11. I'm like, all right.
I think it's just out of the, I don't know. You're from a different state and you go to a new state and you just, you're in that moment. I feel like it builds something up, and they're exotic.
That's true. You're going to say I travel, but every single time that I have gone to different places, most of the time I had to go to like fucking bars and shit by myself. And I met a lot of people that way. Just saying, hey, I'm not from here.
Mm-hmm.
And it works. This guy had that, but he also had a different factor about him.
He had the stigma.
Him.
He had the New York stigma where where you would
but
think
also very
a movie
inviting.
Style.
Inviting. Like, he had that Italian, like, we're all friends here. Like, my old CEO had that. He's from Sicily, and he had the whole family vibe. Like, fucking, let's all hang out together. Let's break bread. That was his thing. Right. Let's break bread.
But I feel like you can only do that in certain places.
Because you can always tell when someone's out of town, too, like, in certain situations. Like how you said, the guy from New York, you could tell. Like when I went to Baltimore to the Raiders game by myself because my coworkers lagged. I don't even know if they watch. But I was just walking to the stadium and a group of Raider fans like that from out there from the East Coast were like, hey, man, you're not from around here, huh? I was like, no, I'm from California. He's like, but you're a Raider, right? I was like, yeah.
Well, bitch, we're from California. I'm closer to the Raider than you are.
No, but those fools were like, I don't know. I don't even know where they were from. But they just brought me in and we're just chilling. I was chilling with them.
I think when you're by yourself or when you're not in a big group, it's easier for you to intermingle with other local, like when you're in, so say you're out of town, but you're in a small group, like two people or one person, it's easier for you to be taken in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause they're trying to show you the best part of whatever, wherever you're at.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
and then
that's
plus
usually the thing that you say to, like, hey man, I'm not from here. What's a cool thing to do around here? You know?
Well, you might get taken to a white Chicago trap house where they putting weed in bags and giving you coke, and then you steal their boots. But that's just a story I heard.
Damn.
You leave the boots in the hotel because they don't fit you.
I still couldn't believe that. I remember not even noticing he did this, or the person that he's talking about.
What the fuck? I never saw anything in my life.
I remember leaving there just like kind of laughing, like, what the fuck did we just do? We're just in this random
apartment. I could just imagine that person just looking at it like, I don't know, and seeing the
brand. No, they had a camera,
like,
though.
Like, oh shit, fucking.
They had a camera outside their door.
Some Stacey Adams or some shit.
This was a high class trap house.
So I bought, because we went to Chicago in like February or some shit. It was literally like fucking nothing but
2013.
Like super cold craziness. Like there was literally those things called icicles.
Icicles.
Just all over the place, even on the bridges. It looks sick, but it was just cold as shit.
It wasn't, we were like not ready. I had when it got sweats. Super
cold, huh?
What?
It wasn't like, was it last year they got super, super cold? Like
it was snowing once we got off the fucking.
It was snowing. The whole lake was frozen over. Like, it was ridiculous.
And I had van sweats. And
so this guy had vans. I actually packed, I mean, boots, like fucking, like not snow boots, but like, you know, dress bootish, like, you know. And so I was like, so I was kind of good. I was able to walk through the puddles and the whole deal. This guy's fucking shoes, I don't even know what he was going through.
Rex.
He fucking, they must have been soaked.
I still
cold,
have them.
Like, and I remember that's the reason why his friend stole those boots.
Someone I knew, yeah.
That's just hilarious.
You only took one pair of shoes?
Yeah.
Damn.
Bro, I don't travel. Or so, that guy I know doesn't travel. That's all I've heard.
Well, you and that guy are the
or
same.
Just sunny states.
Dude, I always take care. I always take like at least three pairs.
Who
of
goes
shoes?
To Chicago in the winter, though?
No, like, it was out sick, of nowhere.
Remember like, the guy at the airport when we're going to Chicago? LAX? The guy, they wouldn't let him in because of the fucking. He was wearing sandals or some shit. He wanted to buy his shoes from whomever will sell him their shoes for $100.
Oh yeah, yeah, because they I guess like because he was wearing sandals and that wasn't allowed.
Yeah, you're that guy. Like he goes somewhere in sandals.
Like what kind of sandals? Slides or rainbows?
Regular sandals, like rainbows. So that's weird because I've done that before. Like I've traveled with
easier.
Sandals. Yeah, but apparently that's not you're not allowed to anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's not. Like for hygiene purposes?
I have no idea.
What if you're going to Hawaii?
I have no idea, dude. But yeah, he was actually like offering people money.
I don't
to buy
even know
shoes.
Where he was going, but they weren't. They did not want to let him in, and then finally they did, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
If I ever go somewhere again, I'll just wear slides.
I haven't bought a pair yet. I haven't made that.
They're going to be Vans. But yeah, I haven't bought a pair of slides.
Speaking of Vans, so I don't know if you've been to the store. So I need to buy a shirt for today because I just had a dress-up shirt, like a work shirt. I went to Kohl's to get this Vans shirt. I was like, oh, cool. Hawaiian
oh, they
shirt.
Have Vans there, yeah.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, I don't think Martin's ever heard of Kohl's, but.
Oh, fuck. This is
cool I know, I'm fucking with you, yeah. Just because you always tell us to go to those places.
Well, my,
Kohl's, Vans.
I just got Vans in those. Remember those ones I showed you? The mint ones?
Oh, yeah.
The girl ones?
You got them?
They're so fire, bro.
Dude, I fucking bought a jacket. It's like a thin, not. It's like almost like a Levi's jacket, but it's a Vans one. And it was 50% off right now because obviously it's hot. It's like $30. Yeah, normally that shit would be expensive, and I was like, "Fuck it, I'm getting it" because like, it was too sick. It was like this badass kind of like pixelated camo. And I was like, "I'm gonna get this shit. It's gonna like I'll figure it out later."
Oh, it's digital camo type shit.
Kind of like it's hard
like
to explain.
Modern
but it's
Warfare,
cool.
Like how they have the it's like block squares.
It was like a mixture of that and also like that real true camo where it's like the leaves. Like you have to see it. It's pretty cool though. And I was like,
kinda
"I'm getting
like
this."
Kind of
like
the shit. LRG camo with the leaves with the
kind of like I'll show you, but. But yeah, I bought it and I was like, this too. And I was like, because I never go to Kohl's. Like, I haven't been there in forever. And I just needed something that was the only thing on Van Buren on the way. And you always talk about it. So I was like, let me check
Kohl's
it out.
Kohl's is underrated. I mean,
there's some hidden forever. Gems for sure.
I don't want to tell nobody about it, but
yeah.
These motherfuckers.
Like, I'm a fucking Burlington connoisseur and shit. I could sniff out Burlington in the air. I went to the one
in Laguna Hills.
I went to the one in Laguna Hills.
No, that was actually in Mission Viejo. She was a wag.
Why though?
Because people aren't trying
to
give.
You probably have to go to, out there. You have to go to like thrift stores, maybe like a Ross. And
you
shit
your
like
fucking
that.
Thrift stores, fool. No one's gonna go to thrift stores.
No, but that's their thing that they do out there, though. Or maybe a Ross.
I don't know
but,
about that
Burlington,
area. That shit's like a lot of like big stores.
Yeah, maybe. But those areas still have a hood ass fucking. Those everywhere there's a hood. So
there's a hood. They just drive Mercedes and shit.
No, there's a hood. Like
I don't know about that area, dude.
No, not around me. But
there has to be.
probably down the road in El Toro. Like,
he's all mad.
There's probably a drug dealer here and there somewhere. Just trying to.
Oh, that 100%. 100%. Fucking Shia LaBeouf is out there selling drugs and shit in the hills.
Yeah, for sure. Like that's where they chill and then they go into the hood to go collect. But yeah, I literally feel too safe out there. It's like too clean. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's too.
I like it.
Well, it's like a vacation all the time.
When I lived in Sacramento, it was weird because back then I was wearing
Sacramento.
Well, back then I was wearing it was right out of high school, so it was 2009. I was wearing like Shaka hoodie, black hoodie, and shit like that, going to the mall, and people would look at me like, "What the fuck is this?" So, because I wasn't wearing like the surfer shit yet, like I wasn't wearing fitted clothes yet, so all my shit was still baggy and all that, and I looked out of place like a motherfucker, like. And they'll look at you like, what the fuck is he? Like,
call you a kook. Like,
and I had money back then. I had money more when I was 19 than I do it when I'm 31.
Yeah, you didn't have kids. And
you didn't have bills.
Yeah.
It's funny.
But yeah, they'll call you a kook. Because I remember when I was in Huntington with Daniel. You know how Daniel kind of over does a lot of flashy shit? And then I remember he would stick out like a sore thumb. And but I remember hanging out with those guys and just working with different people that I worked at a different company that lived out there. They're like, yeah, we always spot those guys out and call them kooks.
Yeah, that's now funny. I just
like wearing pants.
I blend in. I wear swim trunks everywhere. Even in Riverside, I'm wearing swim trunks.
It's comfortable.
Period. It ends rainbows and it's just.
Do you still shop?
I wouldn't say I shop. I go swim trunks, Target, $19.99.
But I'm saying like. During this whole COVID thing, like I'll say I have not actually gone to try to find outfits that I know is something I'll like. I'm just buying literally the most minimal shit for work or just for whatever. Like I have not actually bought like a sick outfit in a long time.
I haven't bought a full outfit. I'll buy like this shirt was $9.99. Like I have a Budweiser one that they sold at Kohl's for $9.99. Like I buy stuff
Budweiser.
It's a sick ass fucking shirt though. No, but it's a sick shirt. Shout out Cowboy Cerrone. but like stuff that I'm getting to an age where it's more comfortable. So I'll wear swim trunks. I'll wear loose shirts like this, but still fits good. But no, these types of shirts I buy just because I know I can wear them to work, and then I can also wear them just here or just hanging out. You know what I mean? And a lot of stuff I buy on Amazon now. Like now, I'm not into the shirts. I still do the collared. Mm-hmm. But now they're like there's those types of shirt, but it buttons all the way up, but there's no collar.
It's like that.
It's like this, but it's buttons all the way up, and those are fucking. They're so comfortable, and it's just more comfort.
No, you know what's really comfortable? So when I was at Kohl's before, I found this one. But yeah, but I found those Hawaiian shirts, the really loose ones, the silky ones, and I was like, damn, I'm gonna fucking feel like straight up like Tony Montana and shit.
But I think the best place for button ups and like. Loose fitting like shit like that is thrift stores, because all these old fucking motherfuckers are dying nowadays, and that's the new shit. You know what I mean? They're getting rid of their kids are getting rid of their shit. No real shit.
No, I know. But
like, that's fucked up though.
We're all gonna die, but that shit's happening.
You know that shit. When I went to the hospital, like I don't know, a while back to do like a checkup and all that shit. I remember waiting in the waiting room, and then like there's a lot of old people there doing like blood work and routine shit. And I remember just kind of like looking, and like this guy was like talking to his wife, and he was like, yeah, he's like, don't worry, it's not about my other problem. They just found out I had gout or whatever. Like, oh, they said it might be because of drinking. I don't know, but
I've heard it before.
Isn't gout like
stomach issue?
I think like your veins get tangled, like on your foot.
Yeah, that's what gout is. And if you eat certain things, it's kind of like.
Like if you drink a lot, you can get it.
Inflammation type shit.
Yeah, kind of, but it's also like little. I can't even explain it. Like
vein balls are together. I don't know.
Not vein balls, but it
blood clots,
crystallizes or whatever.
No, that's something else. Isn't when that, you pee the rocks and shit?
No, I'm talking about your feet.
Like dead tissue.
Oh, that's on your feet too.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I know Eric has it. He can tell you about it.
You need a lot of grease and you drink like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, basically, he was talking to his wife. He's like, "Yeah, don't worry. It's not because of that. It's because of this." And then I'm just looking at these guys, and you know they're chilling. Some of them look fresh, like the old dudes that look fresh still. With like their little style, and I'm just like, damn, like we're all gonna get to that point. Doesn't matter what the fuck happens or whatever. At some point, you're just gonna get to that, and it's just gonna happen. It's crazy because you always think like, nah, I'm not gonna get old.
We're just like 75 years old, chilling there, fucking bumping NWA and shit. Big boy NWA. Did you guys know 36 years ago today is the when they released NWA album?
Fuck the Police.
Yeah.
Fuck the Police.
Every time I play that, I still like it. Like, yeah. It's not gonna go away.
Well, going back to us getting old, I feel like I'm gonna have that OC style still though, because you know how when like. Growing up, you'd see the old dad, like the dads and everyone. Yeah, like, I feel wearing, like
that's
like,
going to be me. And you know like what I'm reminded me of that? I'm not going to lie. Was that fucking video you posted? Because I always, the same thing. If I had kids, I know that's shit that I would do is teach them how to skateboard and fuck around with them and barbecue. And I'm like, I was like, yeah, that's going to be like that. Yeah. OC dad. We were in OC the other, I think for Tim's like stand-up show. We saw a guy on a fucking... It was like a longboard or something cruising, and then he was kind of laughing because he was just caring instead of riding. He's like, "Look at him trying to relive his childhood," but it's like it's normal.
I think you're just stuck in it. Like you're just that's how I am. Think
it's like the sublime guys.
Yeah, right yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's perfect.
Yeah,
that's
remember like exactly you saw that video of that old POD when they were all older.
Oh, like, I can't
like,
remember.
Oh, that's gonna be us. Like we're.
Yeah. And I don't think I'm ever gonna change.
I think we're just gonna wear the same. We're just gonna be old.
I don't think our style is gonna change anymore from what we do right now.
Because mine has literally always been the same. But I just feel like it's just we're just gonna. Get
I change.
I think hairstyles have changed more.
Crazy. Yeah. I changed so crazy. I used to wear fuck.
See you're one of those guys that experiment. But so I just like this like kind of skater shit. And just like I don't like, and I probably done it a couple times, but I don't like it. Is really big like brand. Like I don't want to walk around like a fucking billboard.
No, I don't
like
know brands.
Yeah, or big letters like I'm here for something. Blah blah blah. Like yours is chill because it's a cool design. Like I like subtle cool designs.
This is Sonoma. Like, who the fuck knows? Like I like those brands where, like Massimo, like shit like that. Where like people don't. No, it's a good like their quality is legit.
Yeah,
all these crazy, but it's not a fucking 100. You're not paying for the name.
No,
they don't fucking have it everywhere. They have it in the car, but they know that if they get their, they have me hooked for life just because the quality and the pricing. Like I could afford that shit. So the hundreds, the quality is what it feels like a fucking pro club shirt.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You're just paying for the name. Like
sometimes this whole it'll be like a little ass stitching.
This whole fucking the bigger, shit. The I'll always be with Vans. I'll always be with Vans. Quality is legit. The shirts are legit. You can wash them multiple times. I'll wash this multiple times. I'm Vulcan into
used to be like that.
Yeah, even Vulcan though. It just depends.
Yeah, see, I don't wear it anymore. But I remember back then when I would get like the like these type of shirts. I'm like, damn, these things last forever. Like I would have them for years.
But theirs different because I've had multiple Vulcan O'Neal button ups. The collar isn't tight. Vans stays tight.
Yeah, like I can.
Yeah, see, I like the tightness. Yeah. The Vulcan, the O'Neal, it's looser.
And I like how they have the button right here too. So you don't
and it keeps the collar down. Yeah. So I'm into comfort and affordability and also being able to wash multiple times.
So you're a commercial for Ross.
I fucking love Ross. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. TJ Maxx Ross.
No, I know a couple people like Dennis's girl will probably take you out because they literally get excited about Ross. They're like Ross hunters. Like they go all the time just to go hunt for shit.
And you find fucking gems.
Yeah, you do.
It's fuck these. I don't hate on all the like hundreds. This is from IE Riverside. Like I love that, but at a certain point, you're like, I'm gonna spend $80 on a sweater just because it has a little fucking bomb on it. You're paying for the recognition and all that bullshit. Like fashion is
Suplex.
Fashion is the dumbest thing that's ever been sold to us. I can go to Ross and fucking get an outfit for $10 and fucking look better than. It's just how you put shit together, and it's the confidence in what you wear your stuff.
Like you Tony, can, like fucking Tony.
Yeah, like it's no, literally it has Tony. You probably didn't even give a fuck what Tony was wearing.
Not at all.
It's attitude. It's confidence. It's your aura. It's. You could wear a fucking Supreme the fuck out, and no one's gonna. If you're a fucking asshole, no one's gonna give a fuck. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. You're wearing fucking Supreme.
Mm.
No one gives a fuck. Have a fresh pair of fans on, or not even that. Just be a cool ass fucking dude, and you're gonna have.
That's what
you're gonna go further than anything.
Like that's what I think pisses me off. When some people get rich, they automatically go and buy just those expensive brands and throw it together, and it looks so stupid. Like, bro, I know you don't like how that looks, but I think. Just because it's expensive, you're flexing.
Yeah.
And that's why I like...
Because they want to look expensive.
That's why I love Justin Bieber.
No, fuck no.
Oh my god. No,
first of all, I got something I gotta talk about. Because I played one of his songs, his most recent one, and I was hoping it was gonna be good, and it fucking sucked. Oh, but
we'll talk about it.
Yeah, but so Conor McGregor, I fucking love, like, hey, where's the crew next? And his pants, like, he's not. Sometimes he'll do like the Versace shit, or like some shit just to be flashy for obviously the promos.
Or he has his own
but
shit.
It's so chill. He has his own shit, and it's very subtle and chill. And like, I like that shit. Like, that's.
And Melissa was like, does he? Is his wiener that big, or does he have a boner? I was like, don't let him fake you out. He just hits it a couple times, and then he takes a picture. I could do that. I can smack my shit a couple times, and it'll be semi-hard.
The tightest pants in the world, huh? Like,
yeah, he does that shit on purpose, so it's like a flex. It's.
But you could do, like, we could all just be like, and then it gets semi-hard, and then just tuck it
to the side a little bit. The one that's, like, ridiculous, but I mean, the motherfucker's fit with all the roids and
He's not roids.
Connor. Connor's fucking
okay.
Dope.
Yeah, I was about to say. He's an athlete. I'm talking about my guy like that ever again.
Dan Bilzerian. Dan Bilzerian. You ever see Dan Bilzerian with his shirt off and he has his little ass shorts he always has on? It's like, bro, you don't have to rock the little ass shorts. But I get it. That's his look and it's like his trademark and it's like, that's cool. But it just looks kind of funny.
Bro.
Shout out Dan with the fucking CBD.
Yeah, I can't say
I love
shit.
Your CBD. You're
who, Dan?
Yeah. And that fucker's ripped.
Night.
Oh, but if I was ribbed like that, I'll wear fucking little ass shorts too.
Fuck? Yeah, I guess. It's but not like that. That's way too small. I don't know. But okay, going back to Justin Bieber. So his most recent song, well, I looked his videos, it was 2 months ago, and it was like this one where it was like
where is it? What's the scenery?
I think at a park.
He's watched all these music videos that he knows all the scenery.
Well, they're nature visuals.
It was one where he was kind of at a park and he was kind of saying like drop a pin, something.
Oh, let me see your location. I love that video.
Fuck, dude, that song is so.
That's the striped shirt
and whack.
He has a striped shirt on with the Levi's on, and a beanie.
Yeah, I think so.
God damn, dude, how many times did you watch that video?
Once, but
the one that I did.
You watched Justin Bieber. Hold on, you watched Justin Bieber's videos, but you didn't watch fucking two girls' videos the other day.
Girl.
Megan the Stallion and Cardi B.
Rap is not my thing no more, really. But
all that ass.
Like female rap?
So I'd rather watch Justin Bieber and recognize his clothes.
I'm into feelings.
I got a song for you after this.
And then also play. Into like hard ass, like Savvy the Third, like Mozzie, like Stupid Young, like street, like hood rap.
Man, like, I don't know.
Dude's
you say
my
a
hood
rap, rap where they're fucking rapping about like a hot dog like that. What was that video that you showed us, the stupid hot dog?
Oh, I know.
Oh, that's NLE Choppa. That's he's a young dude though. That's does
no,
this,
but you
this
so, that's part of the reason
he wasn't talking about a hot dog. That's just a music video.
No, he's talking about the hot dog.
He was talking about the hot dog. He looked at it.
So, I don't know where my must is at.
But look, the shit.
But you remember it though.
There's so many times that you showed us these videos where I'm like, bro, come on. Sometimes you'll get it right, like the white boys that were rapping like the OC area.
Was it the Shoreline Mafia?
Oh, Young Pimps.
I thought it was
the Samoan dudes. Was it
the Samoan dudes?
Those are pretty cool. But then
that was
some of them are just kind of like, I know you don't like this.
I try to keep up with the youngins nowadays. You know what I mean? We're all getting older, so. Fuck. So what are we talking about? So I was watching Trump. So he signed something for unemployment.
Yes, $400.
And then he's still calling that shit the China virus.
Hmm. We were watching like a little clip on it on YouTube before we came, and I was just like, you know, I don't like the guy, but he's fucking so
funny.
Funny. Is it entertaining to watch him? It's just like, oh, like what he was talking about. Like, I'm going to sign the bill, however he talks. I'm going to sign the bill. And he goes, and the books are right there, like
the book, just because like I said, I'm going to sign the bill, and they like points at the book, like
the camera zooms out, like there's the books.
No, but hold on.
And then there's another thing where he makes fun of the opposing team, like it's the Democrats. He's like, I'm gonna get it just because these guys couldn't figure it out. Like,
you know, they always drop the
took
ball.
Years.
Yeah, he'll take like some. Yeah, they'll drop the ball. Like,
he always has to.
He'll talk shit
something.
A little bit, like in a subtle way. Yeah. And it's hilarious.
But when I was listening to him, he kept rambling on. And it made me feel like the last interview I had, like, I felt like, oh, we talked the same. He's like, oh, it's great. And he said something, but it was great. Like, like at a certain point where you, like, don't have anything to talk about, so you
that's
just
like
reflect
a,
back to what you're talking
that, about. That shows me and the world that he's not really running the country.
No.
Nah. Someone's running the country.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever the president.
It's always a business.
It's a
that's
team.
How business works, too.
Yeah, like, he's like, the front man.
Like, my buddy, he's had a few different businesses, and he says, he's like, dude, I just hired the right guys for it. And then it, at some point, it just runs itself. And then your job is just to find out how to make more of it, like more money or expense.
But then he was also speaking from his New Jersey golf club. So he's like,
oh yeah,
he was spending the whole day there. He's like, oh, so then his team was like, oh, so it's time, let's go do this real quick. He's like, fuck, you know, you can just imagine him.
He had
like,
him in
chilling
the background.
Out. Yeah, so this is what. So all day he's just chilling, and then he's like, and then his team's like, oh, so we have to take care of this fucking, this executive order bullshit. He's like, fuck. So then he gets all dressed and he just fucking goes up there. He's like it's a fucking nuisance of his day. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it, let's just do this real quick so I can get back.
So he had that interview chilling with. Dave Portnoy, where dude, Barstool. You're living the life, like people loved you and you're rich as fuck, like he's like, you didn't have to do this. He's like, yeah, and basically he was saying like, yeah, he's like, my wife, he's like, the first when I ran, he's like, the first time she was like, what the fuck, they're booing you? Because they never used to boo him. People used to love Trump,
loving, or even Trump back in the day. That Netflix documentary with the mafia, he's in that shit.
Dude. Well, yeah, 100%. He had to be in it.
I know, but I was just saying. I was like,
No, but let me explain why. It's because his dad and his business was all construction based, mm-hmm. especially in New York. That was the unions and the construction. All that's run and was run, especially back in the 80s and 70s, by the mob. So you had to deal with them if you're going to build anything.
That's so crazy how the FBI and like they can get a warrant just to put a bug somewhere. In your restaurant where you're eating, like,
yeah,
and then they came in and were like, those wires don't look like they should be there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
What the fuck? The don't.
In the restaurant, you should with know the some dog shit. Yeah. Almost killed them and shit.
Yeah. Or and then they just gave him something, so he went back to where. I was like, bro, this shit is so wild. So,
but speaking about Dave, what's
Portnoy.
His name? You know, he does the pizza show.
Yeah.
So have you noticed that the last couple shows has been like restaurant owners doing it,
like the Indian guy?
Yeah. So. I was reading this article saying that this fool got a shitload of death threats after he did the whole Trump thing. And, like, they just don't want him out there on the streets doing that shit right now.
But he does it, like, in the widest area. He's in, like, New Haven and shit.
But
like,
I'm pretty sure there's some fucking crazy motherfuckers that send him thing. Some shit.
No,
he
but,
goes against
but
the grain
I get what
for
he's
everything.
Saying, too, because this is the fucking leader of fucking this.
The free world.
Yeah. So it's like... Like, yeah, we think of it. I was like, dude, he'll be all right. But there's some fucking hardcore idiots that will do some shit because they're so against his views.
Yeah.
Well, especially because like, he's based in New York.
And then you have
so, like,
to
New York
take
and
some
LA
of those
is
serious.
Like, yeah. Is liberal as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's always the major cities that are. But there's something I was going to say about that whole situation.
But even going back to the. Executive order, he's still calling like Sleepy about. Joe. He's like Sleepy Joe and
dude,
then Crazy Nancy.
So
like, I was
smart.
Like,
it's so smart.
But he's on TV saying shit like that. Dude, it's so crazy.
But it's smart because, I mean, they say he's like a marketing king. He's even though he's kind of a used salesman type of guy, like even that show The Apprentice, like that fucking place where they filled it in, that was
I never
office,
got into it.
It was fake. It was literally propped out. Like, that's not what it actually looked like. His actual building kind of looked run down. He wasn't really doing that good. Like, he was still rich, but like it wasn't like
killing
just
it. A hustler, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
So fucking going back to the executive order, I think it was kind of smart because they couldn't figure out a deal. They were supposed to figure it out yesterday. Then he's like, "Fuck it. You know what? I'm gonna sign. I'm gonna give some people some money. I'm gonna look like the good guy because so many people are struggling right now. Here's $400. Not as good as $600, but I'm gonna be able to say, hey, I'm gonna give you
something.
What you need. I'm not gonna give you what you want because I want you to go back to work. That's gonna make my
base.
Fucking base happy, but it's also going to get everybody else happy that okay, we're getting some.
But his base is out of work.
Yeah, period. There are some. Yeah,
there. I think there's people don't want to admit it, but there's a lot of white lower class, like in those areas, like
100%.
Like, you know what I mean?
Flyover states.
Yeah, like they're fucked.
Like Arkansas and
like,
shit like that.
All that shit. But then also, it's crazy how.
What?
So is he doing the stimulus packet or what's going on?
That's why
that isn't how it
that's
works.
Why he stepped in with the whole employment thing because they were holding back, like they were taking too long
so,
to do it.
So the way it works is, they both have to agree on it, the House and the Senate. So and then one's run by Democrats, one's run by Republicans. So they couldn't come to an agreement. Like last time it took a while, and they keep fucking not coming to an agreement. They get close and not get to it. Yesterday was a deadline. They couldn't come to an agreement. So he stepped in and signed an executive order to fucking give at least unemployment some money. The stimulus check still hasn't been figured out and all that shit. So it's going to take a little bit longer. But, so again, going back to the strategy, these Democrats are going to challenge this executive order because they can do that and say, no, fuck that. Take away that $400. We want to give them
still
more.
Still makes them look good.
And it's going to make them look bad and because they're trying to take away money from them and it's going to make him look good. So it's a fucking, I think win-win. It's a smart strategy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was also, I was watching,
I don't know
it as
shit
well.
About politics, guys. I don't know. I'm just kind
of
like.
But then he also pointed out how it was like one of their bills was 1,000-something pages. And he's like, who the fuck, or not who the fuck, but he's like, who reads all the way to 1,000-something? And he was pointing it out. I was like, bro, yeah, the regular person does not read a bill that's 1,000 pages. A regular person doesn't read a bill, period.
Yeah, that's what he said?
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Oh, what the fuck?
But it, no, but he did say that.
I know, you made it seem like
he he did say that. Who reads 1,026 pages of a bill?
Damn, dude, you start
but I'm just
like
saying,
right
who
now.
Reads a bill, period? You know what I mean?
Them.
No, I don't.
Mr. Chubb, kind of.
Fuck. No, but I'm saying, like, us, regular citizens.
No, they have lawyers do it. Oh, yeah.
100%. No, regular people.
Well, dude,
we're voting on situations like this.
We have access to all of them.
We do, but who's going to sit there and read? I can't read a book, period.
So
I can't read, but I don't sit there and read a whole book.
Huh? Can you get some ice? So Joey Diaz, that was really cool. Because he's moving. He's going to stop the church because he's trying to leave Lee or let Lee like fucking grow on his own. They've been doing the podcast for like 9 years.
Oh, I thought Lee was going to go with him.
No, I guess not. I think they're going to end up like getting back. And
so what the fuck's Lee going to do?
I guess try to be a comedian. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Well, he's been doing that. But I don't know the whole story, but what I thought was cool that he's moving back and he purposely picked a city where he knows the tax goes to the schools and the education. Like,
Where's he going?
Somewhere in Jersey.
Oh, so he's moving back to where?
Yeah, to Jersey. And he says, like, I'm coming back a whole different man than when I left and blah, blah, blah. It was kind of cool.
Reincarnation.
But the crazy thing is he said, too, was like, Joe Rogan made me an offer. And trust me, guys, if you know Joe Rogan, he made me an offer. I couldn't refuse. It was fucking great. Basically, time to go with him to Austin. Probably was gonna buy him a house. I mean, Joe Rogan's fucking.
He's gonna buy
rich.
A fucking community. He's gonna. It's gonna be a fucking.
Did you see he posted
it's
how
be
he's
Waco
making the new studio
shit.
Today?
No, I want to see that. But
it looks pretty cool.
But yeah. So he fucking said that. But I guess I don't know. You know, Joey Diaz is gonna be like, no, like I'm gonna be my own man. So he's gonna go back to Jersey. But we'll see.
What's nothing came on in regards to Brian Callen.
They addressed him.
Oh. But nothing else has come up.
No, but he just addressed it himself. But
oh, you talking? Oh no.
And then I think Fido and the Kid is just having multiple guests on.
Yeah, he has Josh Wolf
as like replacing Brian Callen.
Yeah, Wolf for now.
What's the other guy? Mike.
Mike Catherwood or something like
that.
Yeah,
that guy's
he's
cool.
Good, yeah.
That's so crazy. I don't want to get that big where they're starting to fucking.
What?
I said, I don't want to get that big where they're starting to, they can do bullshit like that. Well, we're not in the,
well, I mean, that's
the acting
just,
community. So.
Just the internet, like, it's just fucked up. Like, even Kevin Hart pretty much backed up Ellen for being a bad fucking boss, basically, and then people started going after him, like.
But yeah, that's tough, though, because he probably knows her as an industry friend.
Yeah.
And there's people that actually worked with her. Like, there's this guy, like, the guy from Everybody Loves Raymond, like, the brother in that.
Uh-huh.
He's actually gone on the show and been a guest, like, 6 times, and he even called her out. He's like, nah, shut up. That shit's true. It comes from you. She basically tried to blame it on her staff. Like, oh, I didn't know my staff was mean. Like,
oh, I thought there was a whole nother thing where the staff was, like, sexually harassing people.
Oh, I didn't
what?
Mean that. They just said that she was mean.
So one of her producers was, like, sexual or multiple producers
oh, I didn't know
sexual
about that.
Harassing
that's new
people.
Shit. That's new shit.
Oh yeah. Shit, I might be lying.
It's just, you probably are.
No, yeah, I swear to God, I heard that on some of that shit.
That's probably something
Tim
else.
Foyle, Tim, that was from straight from fucking homeboy.
The conspiracy theory and stuff. But.
No, hell no. Don't
yeah, don't believe that shit.
Sam Tripoli?
Sam Tripoli.
Oh, dude. Crazy. He's crazy.
He's fucking crazy. I watch it too, but
I like
sometimes he just goes off the fucking.
Yeah,
yo, this is my fourth cup of Trey. So, and Monster is fire. You want to try the Monster in it?
No. Oh, I already drank an energy drink.
Raw fucking lit.
But I like.
I feel so like I hate people
I like
my age using lit. That makes me so mad. Lit or litty or some right stupid shit. Well, it was supposed to be fucking funny. This is a comedic podcast.
Is it?
Well, categorized as one. But what were you saying?
I see someone commented talking about what Eric said about the whole like Oakland shit, Portland thing.
What did he say about it? About the riots and or the takeover?
Yeah. What did he say? I don't think he's emailed this yet. Well, we'll read the comment afterwards, but he basically just talked about like his point of view. I guess he might be out there and he was saying like what's really going on and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, on YouTube? Yeah,
on Reddit. YouTube. Yeah. So I was like, hey, you know, contact us.
Is he fucking white?
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know. We don't know everything. We just speak on shit. What we know.
We don't know shit.
We just riff
on what we think we know.
When is
you know what we do? We're Tony really Hawk good at coming out headlines, and then we riff off of those headlines. It was September.
September.
So that's soon.
Yeah.
September 19th, I
want to
say.
Oh.
So Warzone, have you hit the stadium yet?
Yeah, stop reading my mind.
I haven't hit stadium yet.
I went solo the other day.
Did
just
you?
To try it. Just
I played
see.
Fortnite the other day, and you could ride cars now.
Oh yeah, my son was showing me.
Cars
that.
Now.
There's a Corvette. There's a car that
like real cars.
Yeah. And you have to go to the gas station to fill them up.
Yeah, and people are fucking. It's fucking funny. People are building like the over the gas station, and they're making you come in, and they
killing
pump your
you?
Gas. No, they pump your gas, and then you're supposed to give them something, and they take off. And they're like actually working the gas station.
That's
fucking hilarious.
Like people are like, "Hey, John, give me some minis."
Yeah,
like some like.
So
you know,
and
the
then there's people. Like,
so it's a bartering system.
They go in there and try to fuck them up, so people revive them. Like, no, keep doing your job, buddy.
The bartering system.
I like that shit. So I when I used to play Fortnite, I would do shit like I would play solos. I'll drop in somewhere, and then me and a guy will see each other, and then we'll kind of look at each other, and then we'll both like dance, and then I'm like, oh, we're cool. And the whole game, we'll fucking try to fuck each other up. But one time, a guy played me in the storm. He fucking killed me to take my fucking loot right at the end of the storm and then fucking took off. I was like, bitch, we fucking went through two storms. You didn't fucking do this. But
I think nowadays that's how kids keep in contact with their cousins. Because my son just adds all his cousins. He adds all his cousins and they just...
On Warzone.
Screaming. I have to go in there and just fucking sock them. Be like, bro.
What the fuck?
Quiet the fuck down. Like, you're screaming right now.
You guys play Fortnite... yeah. Not Fortnite. Warzone a lot.
I'm a grown ass man.
You got your fucking fool. I play Fortnite, so fucking fucking get Bobby Lee on the guys' team.
I know.
You guys have to ride him. Mike.
No, we're already full though. We already have a full squad. Most
yeah,
times.
I don't care about your full fucking views and shit.
You need a. Hey, that would be fun. We could if we end up migrating over to my place. We can probably like stream a game or something for like short videos. That'd be funny. But
so heads up, we're gonna be a moving show.
Yeah. We're gonna be a circus.
We're hitting
like
the road,
we are.
Guys.
Road trip
on the road again.
But,
on the road again.
No, and there's a train now too. You need to get on Warzone. I know you say it gives you a headache, but you'll get past that.
No, I get dizzy as fuck.
Just drink, and then you'll always be dizzy.
No, dizzy right now.
All right, let's wrap this up.
7-1-1-2-5
media.com. Just reach out to us at info@715media.com. Wait, Compton reached out to us. It was talking shit on you. Did you see that?
I was talking shit on you because you said Nada Yeet was in fucking Baja. I said it was in
so
fucking,
cash at me,
Gulf of Mexico,
OnlyFans,
mainland,
and all that.
You said Baja.
I don't know. He said he was gonna get
no.
Us in that.
He did not say any
only,
names.
OnlyFans, cash app, OnlyFans, cash app, Apple Pay.
What? All right.